بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وفي رواية قال: نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن التلقي وإن يبتع المهاجر للأعرابي. We are still in this few last hadith in this chapter of business transactions, in which that it is forbidden that a town person must become an agent for a farmer, or to go and meet a caravan of goods outside the town and purchase it from them, or to make a sale after a sale has been concluded. The details will come just now. And to go and propose when our brother has proposed somewhere, to go and propose while that proposal has not been decided as yet. So in this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade that you must go and meet the caravan, the trade caravans outside the town. And as explained, because they don't know the market value that time, and they might sell at a lower price, and this person might sell at an exorbitant price. Why yabta al muhajiru lil arabi? And also that a person who is in town must not be an agent for a person who is on the farm, because he also doesn't know what the going rates are here in town, and this person here might also hoard the goods until they become scarce and then sell them at a very high price, in which is the harm of the public. Two main principles are kept in mind here. The public must get the benefit in all times. And the other is, all businessmen must have a cordial, a good relationship between them. And all those things that can cause enmity between them, hatred between them, all those things have been forbidden. One tashtarit al-mar'atu talaka ukhtiha. And that a woman makes a condition that her sister or a Muslim sister must be given the divorce, and then she goes and marry that man. Those things also happen, unfortunately. That is also totally forbidden. When yastamir rajulu ala sawmi akhi, and that a person offers a higher price on the price his brother has offered. That is, for example, a person wants to sell his car for a certain price, and he has concluded a deal with somebody. We come to know and we go and offer 10,000 more. That is not permissible. Or this person has concluded the deal and is getting, and that buyer now is getting it cheaper from somewhere else. That also is not permissible. Once the deal is concluded, then they must maintain that deal. وَنَهَا عَنِ النَّجْسِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also forbade that a person becomes a pretense to be a buyer, and he offers a higher price just to show that this commodity is, this is the value of it. And the person who is not so enlightened on business things, prices, etc., he thinks, yes, that must be the price, and then he pays a higher price. So that also is not permitted. What tasriyati? And that you sell a cow, an animal, cow or goat, and you leave the milk in the udders. So it looks like this cow or goat gives lot of milk. So in that way, anything else also which we sell, and we give it a false outward look of it, and the buyer gets deceived by that, and he thinks that this thing is really like how it looks, but actually it is not like that. He did not milk the cow, he did not milk the goat or the camel, and now it looks like the others have got, and this animal gives lot of milk. All that is prohibited. Tanajashu means to raise the price of an item while having no intention to purchase it. This happens when a seller hires a person disguised as a buyer who pretends to purchase the item at a higher price while having no intention to purchase it. It is forbidden because it deceives the potential buyers into believing that the item is in demand at a higher price. It is not permissible for a seller to offer an item to a buyer at a lower price when the latter has already agreed to purchase it from another buyer at a higher price. It is also forbidden to send a marriage proposal to a woman when another man has proposed for her and not yet received an answer, because this generates enmity between people. A woman should not plan or request the divorce of another woman so that she can marry that man. One should not leave milk in the udders of an animal with the intention that a potential buyer will be deceived into believing that it gives large quantities of milk. Transactions which create difficulty for the general public or which generate enmity between traders and merchants should be avoided also. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض. Nobody must make a sale on the sale of others. That same meaning that a person has concluded a sale and now somebody goes and offer a higher price and he buys it. Or the buyer is getting from somebody else a higher price. Or the seller is getting a higher price from somebody else. Or the buyer is getting it at a lower price from somebody else. When he has concluded the sale, he must carry on with it. And there are many, many examples of how much barakat Allah gave when a person kept to his word. Instead of that one sale where you would make so much more profit, and you did it, you kept your word, and you stood by your word, Allah eventually gave great, great profits to that person. وعن عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت عقبة بن عامر رضي الله تعالى عنهما وأنهم say that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said المؤمن أخو المؤمن. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. فلا يحل لمؤمن أن يبتاع على بيع أخيه. So it is not halal, it is not jais, permissible that a Muslim mu'min must make a sale on the sale of his brother. That same thing, when a sale is concluded and then you go and offer a higher price. Or the buyer is, the buyer is getting it at a lower price from somebody else. Once the sale is concluded, it must be maintained. وَلَا يَخْتُبْ عَلَىٰ خِطْبَةِ أَخِيهِ حَتَّى يَذَرْ. And we should not go and propose, like right? Somebody has proposed for a girl, and then we go and propose for that girl. When they haven't still given an answer, and these people haven't withdrawn their proposal. So all these business practices, and there are many shrewd practices. One businessman who was a wholesaler selling sugar. He found out one of his customers bought from somebody else. So he went out and invited him in his shop also, and he ordered some tea for him, and he had already put sugar in the tea. And then he asked that buyer, how much sugar will you have in your tea, 1 or 2 teaspoons? So he said 2 teaspoons. So he put 2 teaspoons, and the tea was very sweet because he had already put sugar before. And then he told him, this is sugar, not what you went and buy there. That you bought there, that is not sugar. This is sugar that is so sweet. So all the shrewd business practices are not permitted in Islam. A person should do business correctly, honestly and uprightly. Allah saves him from lot of problems also and gives him lot of barakat also and sustained barakat. This a person uses the shrewd practices, he sees some big money coming in and it's just for that few days or so and it goes also in wrong ways. Then crooks come, etc. Other problems come with the receiver and then we lose out more than what we had gained. And if we do our business correctly, it may be steady, but there is a lot of barakat and a lot of contentment of the heart and peace of mind in such business. Then we don't say business is too hard today, competition there is too much, we can't manage. If we do our businesses properly, Allah will give a lot of barakat. Wa akhiru da'wana.